day and aloha. My name is Darren Reese, and I am a certified global flourishing life and wellness coach. Today, our topic is anxiety. There is much to explore regarding anxiety, so I will try to be to the point. Anxiety, in my best definition, is to be anxious. Anxious about being anxious. First of all, I want this to be perfect. Yes, perfect. Has to be, or else. Ever said that? Felt that? You hear it. Perfection. And bells start ringing. Stomach starts churning. And even worse, mind starts panicking, and most devastatingly, rides the wave to exaggerating fear. Have you ever felt those butterflies that turn into hornets? Most likely, we all have. I could speak on and on about fear and uncertainty. Personally, my life has been filled with incredible and satisfying wins and several devastating losses. Be it sports or parenting, marriage or in the workplace, I have had every reason to feel proud and successful. However, failure and fear can be useful as it can protect us from a poor decision. It can push us into treating our bodies as the temples that they are. Fear, panic, can lead you to run from something or someone, anything that may be of harm to us. However, fear can paralyze you, even when you have no idea what or why you are afraid. However, anxiety can always prove to be relevant and has been prevalent in many lives, and therefore, many say, I have to fight to be perfect. Pain is not acceptable. Who wants to hurt? Are you with me there? What happens when the girl or boy in grade 7 or grade 11 suddenly spends time with some other? What happens when the police come to your door and ask if they can come in? You're holding the hand of your 18-month-old daughter as the sun is rising on a Tuesday morning. They tell you your wife and daughter's mother is dead. Drug overdose, they think. Never being confirmed. What about when your parents are dying way too young? What about overcoming severe injuries and disease and years of rehabilitation, even perhaps rejection? What about the abortions, the babies you never got to hold, to love? What about that marriage that broke? Beginning as a little boy on the top bunk bed and having a hard time swallowing, let alone sleeping, a lifetime of being awake at night became a struggle. Any wonder I worked nights for 20-plus years. I became so tired I had a hard time sleeping. The ultimate oxymoron there. Anxiety can lead to, and most often does lead to, addiction. Addiction comes in several and sometimes inconspicuous and insidious forms. Anxiety is a term that many avoid, often because they themselves are secretly suffering from it. And that is unfortunate, because avoidance is used as a poor weapon for fighting anxiety. How many can understand and relate to that? Avoidance is a poor weapon for fighting anxiety. It is the antithesis. The problem is that it is self-destructive. It is a war within a war. That is, until we share, be honest, and certainly be vulnerable. But most of all, we become courageous and brave and proud of who we are. In Hawaiian, it is called koa, brave and courageous. Koa, that is what you can be. Isolating and shuddering in a place of fear and constant trepidation is a recipe for hopelessness and misgivings and missed opportunities for living life freely, which is what we all want. Be it alcohol, drugs, OCD, overeating, worry, or insomnia, it can be debilitating. It tears away at the best parts of our lives. One of the most devastating causes of anxiety is betrayal. It can be because we are not behaving as the person we truly are, the one you yourself personally knows and loves. But unfortunately, we mostly experience anxiety and fear because of the trust we invested in people who betrayed our trust. I doubt there's any of us, any of you out there, that haven't been betrayed. And it is unfortunate, but as they say, that is part of life. Without trust, anxiety sits on your shoulders, and it is a burden that hurts. We hurt. Guess what? So do others. So So the good thing is, when we pair up with others, we share. And to share is to relate, to communicate, to even heal. Anxiety, truly, can be overcome. It can be a rally in the ninth inning, a late goal, or a touchdown. It's never too late to win the battle. You may win over that girl, and she may say yes, because it's never too late. We can always overcome. When we view the world, the sun, and the stars, and our relationships as connected and safe, we expel fear, and we embrace beauty. The beauty that is our own lives, and that which we can share with others. Here's one for you. I wish I was as wise today as I was the day I was born. How many of you have thought about that? Take a moment. I wish I was as wise today as I was the day I was born. That's because we had no anything inflicted upon us, no afflictions. It was just pure joy, pure life. Though that may be difficult to attain now, we can certainly strive for it. But the crux of it all is perhaps being fearful, perhaps even frightened. We hide, we cower, we lash out, and yet sometimes seemingly think we have overcome by being stoic. We say, I will conquer this. And this thought often happens in the middle of the night when we should be sleeping or resting, or maybe when we are driving and fear of an accident or a panic attack reigns upon us. It is imperative to remember and acknowledge that one is never truly alone. Seek out those people, places, things, do the actions that boost you. And that will, of course, boost them right back. Make the right next move with confidence that you are the one that actually is in control. And just remember, anxiety unaddressed can lead to another serious affliction, loneliness, which, of course, perpetuates more anxiety. Never, please never let pride come before healing. And don't forget, there is good news. There is a peaceful, beautiful, and most of all, an exciting way to organically live the life we desire, a life of hope, optimism, and sunshine, no matter the circumstance. I personally am very well aware of the effects of anxiety. It can be paralyzing. It can be nauseating, and even worse, result in persistent vomiting, as well as nightmares that become prevalent in our lives. And then we think, what about all the tears? Crying most often equals loneliness. Do we cry in front of others? Yes, at times we do, even when we love ourselves. It can be difficult to know what is going on when we have no real notion of what is going on. Have you been there? Kind of standing in a room full of mirrors, wondering, okay, I don't know exactly where I am. What the heck is going on? That can be anxiety. And when that panic happens, it's hard to find your focus. I once told my mother I wanted to be a hermit, and she sobbed for days, if not weeks. Guess what? My anxiety fueled hers, and guess whose fueled mine? A never-ending cycle until we break it. Fear can lead to clinging, and if that with which we become too attached to is removed, the psychological, emotional, and physical effects become very detrimental, injurious, and frankly, just plain hurtful. We are feelers, and to feel is to love. We feel because we crave love. Therefore, we can always look forward to the beauty of breathing, dreaming, and simply accepting bouts of anxiety. In love, patience, acceptance, vision, and purpose, we dry those darn tears that come from nowhere seemingly. But we can let the sun shine inside and out. It is of the utmost importance to step out of the space of shame. It does not have to mean seeking medical assistance, though that may be imperative, and certainly it can be helpful. But it can just be sharing some thoughts with a friend over coffee. Or my favorite, smelling and touching the flowers, the grass, the trees, and most of all, looking to the sun in the beautiful blue sky. Many find that a healthy lifestyle if not eliminates anxiety, it does become more manageable as we find ways to be more resilient and in turn more confident. And who doesn't want that? That's where we know we're winning the game of life, because we know who we are and we love who we are. Never let someone tell you there is something wrong with wanting to live the good life. Suck it up, they say. That may work for some, but we each have our own path to healing. Always be genuine when you ask, how are you? Further, be honest when you are asked how you are. Just a quick note. Watch your children. Isolation, anger, substance abuse, and lack of motivation may be signs of burgeoning anxiety disorder. Do not be accusatory, but be interested in what is happening in their lives. The healthier you are, the better off they will be. Physiology of anxiety and panic is much misunderstood. However, that does not mean we cannot be conquerors. Yay! We all choose to conquer, am I right? Affirm your qualities, quantities, and abilities daily. You know you best, and therefore you can love you best. So therefore, close your eyes, just for moments at a time, and see what you want, what you love. Is it a brightly lit candle? Is it a baby in your arms? Or what about a rose in the background of the sunrise, the beautiful sunrise? Or perhaps it's a wave on the ocean shore, spilling with life. And don't forget the most important part. Do not forget, there is always the star in the sky. It is there that you can see yourself. No judgment. It is just you and the world you are choosing to live in at this very moment. In essence, we need not fear. We are alive, and as long as we strive, we most certainly will thrive, and we will do it together. Take care of yourself. Blessings. And thank you so much for listening today.
To contact Darren, you can call 403-638-3191 or email dreiss@shaw.ca.